This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than a million Palestinians crammed in the southern city of Rafah are bracing for further assault as Israel orders them to move ever further south towards the Egyptian border. There are concerns about that, and which Lucy Fielder from Reuters explains.
Israeli forces are gearing up for a ground assault in the southern Gaza city of Rafah and have ordered Palestinian residents there to move ever further south. The United Nations is warning Israel against a mass displacement of Palestinians from the Gaza Strip.
We would not support in any way forced displacement, which goes against international law.
More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are sheltering in Rafah. Arab nations, especially neighbors Egypt and Jordan, strongly oppose any Israeli attempt to push Palestinians over the border. Egypt says it will not allow such movement onto its territory. Israel has dismissed all suggestions that mass displacement is on its agenda. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says it has ordered the military to develop a plan to evacuate the population of Rafah.
Hungary's president has resigned over a pardon to a man convicted in a child sexual abuse case.
Katalin Novák announced her resignation in a televised address. The resignation came after a public outcry over a pardon that she granted to a man convicted as an accomplice in a child sexual abuse case. In her address, Novák said, "I issued a pardon that caused bewilderment and unrest for many people." She added that she had made a mistake. It was revealed that Novák issued the presidential pardon in April 2023 to a man convicted of hiding a string of child sexual abuses in a state-run children's home. She was the first female president in Hungary's history and the youngest person to ever hold the office. I'm Karen Chamas.
And this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has decried a Republican delay on approving new U.S. aid to Ukraine for its war against Russia. Biden made the statement during a meeting in the White House with the visiting German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
The failure of the United States Congress, if it occurs, not to support Ukraine is close to criminal neglect. It is outrageous. Kissinger was right when he said, not since Napoleon has Europe not looked over his shoulder and worried about Russia until now.
Senate is moving toward a final vote to advance the $95.3 billion military aid package, of which about $60 billion would go toward Ukraine's war with Russia. Earlier, a four-member bipartisan delegation of members of Congress met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv, seeking to give assurances they would do their part to get crucial stalled military and aid legislation through the House of Representatives. More than 100 people have protested over unsustainable 2026 Olympics in Milan, Cortina. VOA's Alexis Strope tells us more.
More than 100 people turned up to protest over the 2026 Milan-Cortina Olympics despite the inclement weather. Around 150 people gathered in the pouring rain on Saturday outside the construction site for the Olympic Village in Milan. Many held banners and placards against what organizers of the protest called, quote, the most unsustainable games ever. One sign was in the shape of the Olympic logo of five rings with the words concreting, gentrification, greenwashing, privatization, and eviction written in the circles. The march was organized by the Unsustainable Olympics Committee against the rising costs and environmental damage. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Republican frontrunner Donald Trump says he warned NATO allies as president that he would encourage Russia to do whatever the hell they want to members who are delinquent. Trump's comments were a ramping up of attacks on foreign aid and long-standing international alliances. Speaking at a rally in Conway, South Carolina, Trump recounted a story that he has told before about a NATO member who confronted him over his threat not to defend members who failed to meet the Transatlantic Alliance defense spending targets. This time, Trump went further, saying he had told the member that he would, in fact, encourage Russia to do as it wishes in a case like that. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.